Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Coming to you live from downtown Detroit, this is Benzinga's Pre-Market Prep.
Good morning, everybody. Live from the Motor City. Welcome to Pre-Market Prep. Spencer Israel, Dennis Dick, Joel O'Connor will be on in a second. We are not going to space this morning, and that is okay, but we're here with you to have some fun and talk about stocks. Question of the day, turnaround Tuesday, maybe? We bounced overnight? That's the question. Talk about it. Yeah.
NVIDIA goes red here. Down $1.82. So that is quickly eroding. Someone put in the chat, like, I can buy it under 200. Yeah, you can buy it way under 200 because it just had a 4-for-1 stock split. So NVIDIA on the retreat here, down 227.
I mean, we're giving you actionable ideas on that NVIDIA. I didn't trade any of this, but I mean, the run-up yesterday, the sell-off today. I mean, the actionable ideas are all over here today on NVIDIA, at least anyway. So we get some stuff right. We get stuff for some stuff wrong, apparently. But I mean, this NVIDIA, we just gave it to you 188.5. It's 185.5. So we give you some pretty good ideas.
Right, and what do we say the fair value was? 187.80? Right.
That's the close.
That's
down $3. This was a textbook trade. I mean, you can use Nick's a chartist. He uses a lot of charts. I try to use a little bit of everything. I got the quantitative approach to it, but I try to use history as a tell. Typically, on split days, we don't see very often because you don't see splits like you used to. Typically, they start strong and they end up closing weak. We couldn't even hold green through the pre-market though. So just as much as I said, I'd sell it if I had it. $3 ago, I still wouldn't be buying it here. I don't know if I don't think you're going to go all the way to yesterday's low. That would be a long ways to go down to 178, but there's nothing to look forward to now. We don't have the split to look forward to now. So that was an easy call.
I mentioned this at the very end of yesterday's show, and I'm going to say it again every day this week. Watching CCIV, it closed green yesterday. The merger vote is Friday. Watching a run up into the vote, CCIV turned around yesterday at like 9:45 or so.
Yeah.
I'm just watching that. That's all I'm saying.
I'll say
it again tomorrow, and I'll say it again on Thursday.
This was also, a beneficiary of the growth trade. You know, that growth trade that we were talking about. Those stocks are Cathy stocks. Not that this is a Cathy stock, but it's grouped into that, where you've got obviously not a lot of cash flow here yet, but you know, the future cash flows, the super growth trade here, that benefited from that as well. So big turnaround, all those stocks yesterday. Those were the first stocks that got bought, the growth stocks, yesterday morning. That actually rally has continued here this morning. So when's the vote?
Friday.
So we're still early. I don't think that's the catalyst for yesterday's rally. I think it was just the fact that you started coming in and buying growth and buying those names.
We'll find out maybe today.
That was a tough one, Pat, because based on the pre-market action, you definitely, you breached the pre-market low. And then if you were holding out for $20, you got shut out. But that 22 was a big level just because it breached it and came back above it. Now it's way above it. So three or four lows in the same area had that discount off the open. But I'm sure a lot of people were hoping for closer to 20. Actually, 1978 was your June 1st low. Continuing the leak here. I don't know if we had any numbers, but little two-way action here in the market. We're still 10 points off the low, 11 points off the low of the section.
Let's do some ticker time from the last 10 minutes of the show today. Somebody just asked about Roku a minute ago. It's been a couple of days since we looked at you, so we can look at it right now.
Nice snapback rally yesterday. Again, those stocks, those were the ones they were buying, those high-tech growth stocks. That's what they were buying. Open near the lows, close near the highs. Netflix being down here this morning. I'm not sure why the Netflix headline. I always still kind of keep an eye on Netflix with Roku. It's very loose. It used to be a lot tighter relationship. It's still loosely related though. So I never like buying Roku when Netflix is down. But I mean, Roku, it was getting some love yesterday. I think if it pulls back, I think you'll probably find some buyers from people who are like, it was a nice rally, 16 points from the low yesterday. So you got one, maybe a couple people caught short, but also a couple people that probably want to be long. So you get down here 400, I think you got good support.
Okay. All right. And you know what? This is going also from Beer Guy. Thank you. Let's look at Rocket, because there's, I believe, a downgrade on Rocket this morning. Did I remember that correctly? Yes, a downgrade from Wedbush to underperform. We haven't talked Rocket for a hot minute on the show, so I have, no idea what the charm. I assume it's sideways. Oh, not really.
Sorry. No, it's down 60 cents.
This is a tough stock. I mean, you keep thinking the valuation is cheap, and it is, but it just never. It gets some love from Reddit. That lifts it up, and then it comes right back in. You have massive support down here in the 16 area, so you're coming into the big support. I would think it bounces there the first time, but this stock just cannot seem to get it going. I've said before, I think they should. They've got enough steady cash flow that I think they should put a regular dividend in. I think you'd have value investors starting to come back and look at this thing then, because this is actually a stock that could be a value stock.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, a lot of these Reddit stocks and a lot of, you know, are growth stocks, are different, you know, storied stocks. Rocket could be a value stock, but when people see a value investor looks and see a 0% dividend, they're not interested. You know, those value investors like to get paid. So I think if Rocket put a dividend in there and had a 2, 3% yielder on it, I think you'd start to find some support and you get a different type of investor in there. So RKT, great support down here at 16. I hope one day they put a dividend in, because then that could turn the stock around.
Yeah. You know what we talked about for a long time with this stock, and what kept me out of it on the long side, is that you had the greatest environment, right? Like the housing market just exploding, low interest rates, and this thing did have some pops off the IPOs, but what better environment could you have had?
And that's what made this, you're right, Joel, and that's also what made this so strange in the first place, to see it picked up on Reddit, because GameStop, AMC don't have the greatest fundies. This is a company with like real fundamentals.
I know.
Real cash flow coming in, right? Real prospects for growth. And it was strange, but you're right. We're sort of in the perfect storm for a company like this. I guess maybe the implication is the housing market can only cool down, but that's not true. It can keep getting hotter. We all know that. Elsewhere on the ratings front, there really wasn't much today. Joel, your old favorite, Simon Property Group, got an upgrade this morning from Stiefel to buy.
How's SPG doing?
Got hammered yesterday. So the Stiefel's buying the dip.
Yeah.
That was an ugly candle, but you got nice support now. You'll have it. Yesterday's low 115. So for whatever reason it starts to come in, you're going to find buyers down there in the 115 area. This is a value stock. It's got a 4.71% dividend. I agree with Nick. I don't think we're going back into lockdown. I don't think we're in any situation like we were back in March of 2020. I don't think it's even remotely close to that, which is why, I'm just neutral. But I'm cautious. So, and I'm cautious on, the stocks like the cruise lines or the airlines, because, there's multiple issues here.
Unknowns.
We're not going back to where we were, where they're shutting this stuff down. But is everybody jumping on to take a cruise? That's the question, if this COVID's going to be there. So it wasn't a question of let's lock everything down and, we've got, major problems here. It's a question of, do I want to own the cruise lines and the airlines if there's still a portion of the population that's going to be spooked to go and do stuff like that?
It's going to be less for,
that's what I think.
I want to say forever. But fundamentally, I mean, you could talk about, what happened in the past year. It's accelerated change that was already there. People weren't going to the movies before the pandemic, right? People were streaming at home. So it just accelerated trends. And I think that, to look at these airlines and these cruise lines, I mean, they had their run. They had their relief rally. I mean, they'll get back to levels and everything. But I just people's fundamental outlook on things has changed. It's more important to fix up your house than it is to go to Disney World. It's more important to drive somewhere on a vacation and not have to deal with airports and security and everything. I mean, there's just a lot of fundamental things changing. And obviously, it's being reflected in the market. And obviously, technology is going to be there no matter what. And those stocks have shown that.
Well, at what point do people start to like this other stuff better, too? I mean, there's a case to be made. Like, I've never been one for camping. I've never been one for,
not yet. But, you just don't know it yet.
But I mean,
cable, Dennis?
That's like I rented that. We rented that, that motorhome or whatever we rented last year. It was fun. something I would never have done if not for COVID. And now I tried that. I was like, so, I mean, not that they're going to convert me into a camper, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not opposed to that now. So, you know, you've got competition, you know, for that as well. Like some people, there's literally people that go on cruises. They go every single year. I mean, this is what we do, but now they're trying other things. Maybe they're not going to be going on the cruise every single year. There will always be a few people that are going to go on a cruise every single year, but there's people that are trying and doing other things. And, you know, and that's to say, I don't know if that's a good thing for the cruise industry. There's a lot of reasons not to own the cruise lines.
There are retirees that live on cruises. They just go from cruise to cruise to cruise.
It sounds fun.
I'm not making that up. That's a thing.
No, I believe it. It sounds fun. Yeah. I mean, if you're retired, and you know, obviously. And maybe a trade. You could be a trader on the cruise lines too. There's a lot of things working against the cruise lines right now. That being said, I've said it yesterday. I tweeted yesterday. They're oversold. A lot of this stuff is oversold. CCL is oversold. So they're due for a bounce. This reopening trade, like it's funny, you know, when it comes on, but I was kind of on the same side as him yesterday. I mean, I've been saying the reopening trade is oversold. It's oversold. They have hammered these stocks like it is 2020. Like this Delta variant's going to lock us all down again. I don't believe that's the case at all. I don't believe that's the case at all, which is why, you know, I'm kind of interested in some of these reopening stocks. I might avoid the cruise lines, but maybe the casinos, maybe some of the hotels. What about Airbnb? I mean, it's kind of both. I mean, Airbnb is a stock that just, you know, it's down here again, Joel, at a huge level, $130. Huge level.
Joel, do you want to come with me to Chicago? We can go and rent out Scottie Pippen's house is on Airbnb to watch the Olympics. You want to go with me? It's $92 a night.
$92 a night?
Yeah. You want to go?
I'll pass.
That's a no. All right.
I think the Airbnb is a play. The valuation's always been nuts. So, you know, but if we all of a sudden are going to start buying higher valuation stocks, where some of the growth names, I mean, Airbnb wins during the pandemic to a certain extent, and it kind of wins. Is it a reopening play or is it not?
It's
an alternative to hotels, which makes it kind of work, you know, if we are getting concerned about staying in a hotel, but it also works as a reopening play, people traveling more. I think Airbnb has been massively oversold here. I mean, we're down in 1 month from 157 down to 131. That's a nice 20% fall. Maybe there's a case here to be long a stock like Airbnb down here at the support. What do you think?
I mean, it's weird because the IPO low, it got to 121.53 in that wild first month. But I think I had to discount that level now. And I'll just say it's all about this 130. 129.71 was a low. You had a couple low yesterday's low. The only thing that's concerning is that it's down here and it's kind of hanging out down here.
Yeah.
So if it can hang out a couple more days and, you know, give yourself some room, it doesn't take out the 130. If not, maybe reload closer. But there's definitely some major buying interest at 130.
It's held that support. It held it again. Now you're 133. So you're a little ways off it. But if you back and fill a little bit, get this thing at 132 today. Maybe you take a shot. I mean, I'm sitting with a lot of cash. There's just a lot of unknowns. But, you know, a stock like this, that major support, you got a level to lean on. So it's going 127. Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to get out and cut the loss. But, you know, maybe it does an undercut and rally and gets you there. But it's right there. 130 is major support.
All right.
I don't mind the story.
Well, sorry, guys. Got a little overtime here. I'm going to hop off, go to pre-market prep. Cover a lot of symbols that we missed. So, Spencer, see you at 3:30.
Yeah, we're going to hop off, too, because Jeff Bezos is set to fly to space in 10 minutes. So, we're going to be watching that. This stream is going to redirect to that. And then at 9:25, we'll, of course, have David.
Keep an eye on the space stock, too, just for fun. I mean, through this flight. And it'll be interesting. I think you're going to see some major reactions in SPCE. From the Blue Origin flight here. So I see a little bit of smoke getting ready to go. So it's kind of exciting.
It is exciting.
Lots of excitement. There's always lots of excitement here on pre-markets prep. Some good, some bad, always lots of excitement. I had a bunch of levels, and I'm just going to stay with you for an extra couple minutes here, Spencer.
Wow.
I'm going to stick with you just for a couple more minutes because I had a bunch of levels I want to talk about. I had Rocket on my list at 16. I had Airbnb 130. We already talked those. But I'm just looking at major support levels where, you know, we've pulled back a lot and, you know, there is some support. Goldman Sachs bounced off. It's 348 to 350 yesterday. Company just makes money like crazy. I mean, works in probably all environments to a certain extent. This is a reopening trade and they've been hitting it. Another one was Wynn. I tweeted this one yesterday to somebody who was asking about it. I was like, I love that $100 level. It opened right there at $125 and then bounced. So I kind of like the Wynn at $100. Disney 170. DIS is huge at 170. It's a reopening play, but it does have the Disney Plus, which gives it a little bit of help from a potential lockdown as well, which is not, I don't believe, is going to happen. But 170 I like on Disney. Sonos, S-O-N-O. It bounced right off of the May lows yesterday, 31.22. Yesterday's low, 31.06. So bounced right where it should have at 31. I like this stock too. So what I was doing was putting together a shopping list. I haven't bought any of these stocks yet, so everybody guess can get ahead of me on them. But they're all on the list here for stocks to potentially buy. The only one I did buy yesterday, I did buy something in the swing trade portfolio. I forget.
A rare buy in this
week. Yeah, I did. I bought something. Oh, I don't remember what it was though.
It was.
I've been selling stocks.
It was Winnebago.
No. I might have to go. Oh, you know what I bought was Virtue Financial. Virtue Financial, VIRT.
How many times have you lost money on Virtue Financial?
Not very many, actually. It's been a good one, Virtue Financial.
Oh, all right.
That's why I keep going back into it. But I actually sold it. I always complain because I sell it too soon, Spencer. So I bought from 22 to 25 and it has pissed me off. It went all the way to 32. Came back in the 25 handle. Like, okay. I'm getting my Virtue Financial back. Okay. High frequency trading firm. They benefit from increased volatility. So it's interesting that they, the market hasn't priced any of that. But if we start to see the VIX start to climb, it helps trading firms. It helps our firm. It helps Virtue Financial as well. So they do benefit from, the one wild card with VIRT is if they start attacking payment for order flow further, because they do benefit from payment for order flow arrangements, obviously. So that's, one potential downside on VIRT is if they get some regulation on payment for order flow. But other than that, 3.71% dividend. I'm familiar, with the trading business. So it's a company I've wanted back in my portfolio for a while. Came low enough that I did buy back into this one. So I'm definitely catching a falling knife on this, but I'm comfortable. I felt like putting this one back in my portfolio. So that was the only one I bought yesterday. But all those other ones on my list. So Goldman 350, Rocket 16, Wynn 100, Disney 170, Sonos 31. I put Maxar on the list as well. A little bit lower than it is now, 27 to 28. It hasn't got quite down there, MAXR. So that was a Mitch pick from a while ago. I always like to have a few Mitch picks. Corsair, people have asked me about CRSR. It just hasn't, I want to own this stock, but it just keeps going down. So I need like a couple lows in a row. Like, give me a chance. Like, I don't want to catch the falling knife. I like to have I don't buy on day one usually, except I did with that Virtue Financial. I usually buy it after it's, 28, and then it rallies a little bit and then comes back to retest. And then I try to buy on the retest where I have a level to lean on. But I kind of like the Corsair story. I still like the gaming story, but it's just keeps going down. So it's one on my list, but I haven't figured out where I'm buying that yet. Fisker is also on my list to get it back. I sold it here at 15. It's back to where I sold it, FSR. I do believe in EVs. I do believe in Fisker going forward too. I think FSR on this pullback might be a buying opportunity as well. So I gave you a whole pile of stocks here.
You just did. And real fast, Peloton spiking. They just announced, or UNH just announced, United Healthcare, that all UNH members, let me read from the headline here, all UNH members will receive a, just where do I have it? There we go. Will receive a year-long access to the Peloton app. So PTO on moving here.
Pure lockdown. Trade yesterday. Obviously, I don't think we're going into lockdown, but those stocks were rallying yesterday. And Peloton did have a headline yesterday too, driving us 2 days in a row. 130 major resistance for this. It looks like it's wild right now. Maybe it's going to, test that level. That's where it just ticked up to back on July the 7th. I'm talking 129.70. That would be a logical stall out spot for it, the 130. But yeah, so anyways, I'm going to go, though. I just stayed a couple of minutes with you.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. Guys, we're going to hop off here because Bezos is going to space soon, and we want to watch that. So this stream will redirect to that live stream that we have going also on our channel. Real fast, if you missed yesterday, we had a couple of great interviews. We had Tim Draper on Moon or Bust, and we had John Scully on the Power Hour. Watch those if you haven't already. They were fantastic. Great job by our team to get those interviews. Okay, that's a wrap for me. Please remember, all the information from our show is meant to be used as informational purposes, not for investing or trading advice. Thanks to our guest, Nick Shaheen. Thanks to all of you in our chat, the Benzinga.com chat, the YouTube chat, Twitter, Twitch, everyone. I'm going to hop off. We're going to redirect to the Bezos stream. David Green will be live at 9:25 to trade the open, as he is every Tuesday for us. We got SPAX Attack Power Hour, get technical crypto show at the close is when you'll see me next on this stream. Everyone, good luck at the open, and let's make some money.
Tired of getting left behind on winning trades? Join Benzinga's free masterclass on July 24th to learn how to spot breakout trades before they skyrocket. Featuring live interactive lessons on how to trade meme stocks, read charts, identify trends, and so much more. To register for free, go to events.benzinga.com.